Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. James 1:21. Filthiness is all that is contrary to purity. The word denotes dirt and is used to describe moral defilement. Filthiness is not to be named among those who follow God. Let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Filthiness, Ephesians 5:3-4. Just as dirt is removed from the human body by washing, so filthiness is to be removed from the soul by washing. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, Hebrews 10:22. The cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were condemned with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, 2 Peter 2:7. The filthy conversation or conduct of these wicked cities was homosexuality. These cities had a complete disregard for decency, and had a conduct that was base and shameful. Because of their filthiness, God brought fire from heaven upon them, thus turning them into ashes. The Bible says that these cities had given themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire, Jude 1:7. Such a judgment awaits the filthy of any people of the world. Naughtiness is evil or wickedness and is not acceptable with God. This evil lifestyle brings the wrath of God. God has decreed that the whole world lieth in wickedness, 1 John 5:19. Therefore, we must put away such foolish behavior. Jesus has given himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, Galatians 1:4. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, we must shine as lights in the world, Philippians 2:15. The audience who heard the first gospel sermon were advised to save yourselves from this untoward, crooked, or evil generation, Acts 2:40. We who live in this age must likewise save ourselves from the filthiness and wickedness that is about us. God has promised to be our Father if we cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God, 2 Corinthians 7:1. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.